Good morning, St. Bruno.
Good morning.
Happy second Sunday of Advent. The first sentence in Mark's Gospel today was this: the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. At times we read or we hear these words and we don't give it much thought. It's like, okay, let's get on to what we're going to hear. And it's kind of like, okay, no big deal. Let's just get to what the gospel is going to be. But brothers and sisters, it is a big deal. St. Mark wrote that major statement in an ancient world, and it was something unheard of. Words like this we hear in church all the time, but it wasn't like that. This was the beginning church. This was the first century. He wrote one of the first gospels. If I translate it into language that we understand right now, it would be the beginning of the good news of God's salvation, the anointed one, the Son of God. That's what he meant when he wrote that. Powerful words. And those words would get you in trouble in ancient days. And they got Mark in trouble. He wrote these words probably in Rome when he was with St. Peter and St. Paul. But a few years later, he was proclaiming the gospel in Alexandria, Egypt. And they didn't like it, and they dragged him through the streets until he died. These are powerful words, but the words, my brothers and sisters, are something we live for, where our Christianity is based on. We also heard in today's gospel, "Behold, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way." A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths." These were the words of the prophets 700 years before John the Baptist said it. They were prophesying about John the Baptist. He was the voice crying in the wilderness. He baptized people in the Jordan River. And he said, "One greater than I is coming. You got to prepare for him. And he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit." He was announcing the Messiah, the anointed one, God's salvation, the Son of God. St. John the Baptist was announcing hope. Hope for the people of Israel. Israel had been crushed. Roman occupation dominated it. They were trying to get their freedom. And they were looking for hope and hoping the Messiah would come and free them from Roman occupation. But the Messiah came to free them from sin through their repentance and their turning towards him. And that's what he brought them, hope of salvation. John the Baptist was saying, "He's coming. He's coming. Change your lives. Repent. Ask for forgiveness for your sins." We are in Advent. The Advent colors we have, we're getting all ready. And when we think of Advent, we think of Christmas. And how many people have their lights up? You got your lights up? Raise your hand, right? I don't. All my neighbors have them up, and I'm the last one who doesn't have them up. But everybody's preparing for Christmas right now. That's the mindset of Advent. But that's not what John the Baptist was saying. He wasn't saying prepare your house with lights and candles and snowmen or Christmas trees. He wasn't saying that. He was saying prepare your heart. Look at where your heart is. The Savior's gonna be born. The Savior's coming. Prepare your heart. Now at Christmas time, we need to prepare our hearts. Because we're probably going to go to family parties and see people we don't want to see, huh? And we got to forgive them. And sometimes we hope they forgive us. It's difficult to talk to people that you don't like. Okay, not your family, other people. At work, school, different places, neighbors. But that's where God is asking us to prepare our hearts. To look at those areas of our lives that need change. And look at this time and prepare it as we prepare for the remembering of the birth of Jesus. That's what we're preparing for. John the Baptist was telling everybody, you need to prepare and repent and come down the Jordan River. And it said all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. Now, if you were a Jew in ancient days, you didn't need to do that. You were a Jew, you were born a Jew, you lived like a Jew, you followed all the regulations, you were good. And all you had to do was some of the ceremonial washings. Go to the mikvah pool and do some washings. If you were a non-Jew and you wanted to become a Jew, then you had to be submerged in the water, completely submerged, and come out. And when you came out, you were a Jew. And you follow the Jewish law. Now he's saying, everybody's got to come out to the water. The Jews are like, what? What do you mean coming out? What do you mean I got to go in the water? I'm already a Jew. But he's saying, the Lord is coming. You need to prepare for him. And they all went out. All the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him, being baptized, fully submerged in the Jordan River, for forgiveness of their sins because the Lord was coming. During this Advent season, it's important that we do the same thing. That's why this scripture is here. For us to remember that we need to do the same thing. We need to prepare for Jesus' coming. Now, brothers and sisters, we are going to have Jesus coming on this altar in about 15 minutes. And we need to prepare our hearts for that. He's going to be coming. The Anointed One, God's salvation, the Son of God, is going to be coming in the Eucharist. We need to prepare for him. Ask for forgiveness of our sins. That's why we say at the beginning of Mass, when we confess our sins, we need to look at our hearts and take seriously Jesus coming here, body, blood, soul, and divinity for us to receive. And when we receive him, when they tell us the body of Christ, that's why we say, Amen. I believe. And when we say we believe, we need to then share that message with others. Share that message with the family members that we have difficulty with. Be a representative of Christ during the Christmas season. Show people that you are bringing Christ to them. And we can all be a voice crying in the desert. The deserts of our own family, our workplace, our schools, and every place the Lord sends us. So we could help and prepare others to receive Christ as well. So let's be like John the Baptist and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of God, to the world. Because, my brothers and sisters, it is a big deal.